Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Welcome everybody to our middle of the week service. The conversation continues. We're still looking at living and thinking abundance. Thinking and living abundance. That's just because you can't live abundance if you don't think abundance. But I'm taking this living and thinking abundance from the identification with Christ perspective. The reason is this. If you don't have a very strong sense of identity, you can't get to destiny. You can't fulfill your destiny. If you don't have a very strong sense of identity. So it is a strong sense of identity that brings you to a place of destiny. And like I was saying four days of the week, I was saying that in Christianity we know big things. We know big things. You know big things. Spheres of influence, bringing down demonic stronghold, how to think, 77 keys to success, 28 keys to prosperity, and all of that. But the kindergarten of OA, before they teach us A is for apple, they also say A, B, C, D, isn't it? Before they now say A is for apple, B is for ball, C. Yeah, C is for cat. So the application of A is A first of all, the alphabets. You must know the alphabets before you now say A is for apple. Before you apply, before you begin to spell it. The same way in learning the keyboard. When you sing, you begin with what? Ha! Anguli. I'm sure when they were watching Sound of Music, you are doing Ema Baba. When you read, you begin with ABC. When you sing, you begin with Doremi. If you ask the keyboardist, he will tell you that everything they are going to teach you is Doremi Faso. So every other thing is Doremi Faso. They mix Doremi Faso in every way. Is that not true? Is Doremi Faso? Once you have Doremi Faso, you can start mixing it. The same way, once you know the alphabet, you can read. But the fact about Christianity, the reason why it looks as if it's failing in our hands is that the basic things that we are supposed to know, we don't know them. We don't understand how the faith life works. So that's what we're still looking at today. So, I didn't quite finish where I stopped last time because I was supposed to finish at eight steps to identification, because I'm going to take each of those steps. But by way of rehearsal, repeating what we just thought, we taught you about four ways of looking at what Jesus did for us. Who can remember any of those four ways? If you don't remember, no need to teach another new thing. I will teach what I taught again. If you don't remember, no need. I'm not in a hurry. If you can't remember, I will take everybody back there. I will teach it again. If I see come next Monday, say, don't remember, I take you back there, I teach it again. No need. So, who can remember the things? If you haven't listened to it, it means that you didn't understand. I teach it again. So, let's get back to last week's teaching, since nobody remembers what he taught. There are eight ways of looking at what the Lord, what Jesus has done for us. Who can remember one? Four ways. Four ways of viewing what Jesus did for us. One. Identification. Second one. Substitution. Third one. Union with Christ. The fourth one. Exchange. Okay, what does identification speak about? What does identification speak about? Recognition. Recognizing what? We are the same with Jesus. We are the same with Jesus. What does substitution speak about? Yes. Then what does union speak about? You know union. And then we ended that one by the legal side and the experiential side. Do you remember that? The objective side and the subjective side. The vital side and the judicial side. So we end all of that. So having said that, means that you are on your way to passing the class. Let's go to the conversation for today. There's a difference between the way of the cross and the work of the cross. There's a big difference between the way of the cross and the work of the cross. Some of the things that I might be chasing today. What is the work of the cross? What Jesus already did for us. What he has already accomplished for us. We have always said it's 2,000 years ago. From the day I gave my life to Christ, 1985, they say it's 2,000. They are still saying it's 2,000 years ago till today. So how many years ago is it now? Maybe 7,000 years ago. I don't know. When I gave my life to Christ, they say it's 2,000 years ago. The people that gave their life to Christ 10 years, they say it's 2,000 years ago. Okay, so it's 3,000 years ago now. Whatever it is, the fact is that Jesus died. So there's a difference between the work of the cross and the way of the cross. The work of the cross is what Jesus already has done for us, completed for us. Healing is completed. Prosperity is completed. Everything Jesus died for us to have is called the work of the cross. It's now different from the way of the cross. You know, the Bible says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Now, when we're talking about the way of the cross, which is different from the word of the cross, we want us to make the difference sharp. There is nothing like dying to self. There's nothing like dying to the old man. I'm also going to show you scriptures. The old man died many years ago. The day Jesus died, the old man died with Jesus. We're not waking the old man up and said, okay, and kill it again. Wake it up and kill it again. So what is now the way of the cross? The way of the cross are the things you suffer because you follow Jesus, not sickness. The persecutions that you suffer because you follow Jesus. The way you are treated because you're a Christian. The rejections that come from following Christ, following Jesus. If we really, really want to follow Jesus. You see, those things that the way they shamed him, sometimes you discover that the world will shame you because of your faith. The disciples of Jesus went through all manner of things because of what they believed. Persecution, sir. They were persecuted. That's the way of the cross. I was sharing with our pastors and I said to them, if a Christian says, I won't come to church because it rained, it means that the person has not understood the work of the cross. Because the disciples of Jesus went through so much because they believe in God. As young believers, when we used to go to Block Rosary then, there's a song we used to sing. I was beaten by the rain because I'm following Jesus. I dashed my feet against the stone because I'm following Jesus. But these two things that happened to me, it happened, but I didn't feel pain. I'm not regretting following Jesus. Jesus, you are my savior, you are my deliverer. I'm not regretting following you because I was beaten by the rain or I dashed my foot against the stone. And as a matter of fact, I'm not missing anything because I'm following Jesus. So the way of the cross just simply means, as a Christian, Pastor Felix, you'll be persecuted. As a Christian, you'll be laughed at. As a Christian, you'll be mocked, sir. As a Christian, you are in a gathering. People are doing some horrible stuff. Nobody will beat you if you do it. But because your faith will not allow you to do those things, that's the way of the cross. So you make some sacrifices because of Jesus. So the work of the cross is different from the way of the cross. The way of the cross is not that you're killing the old man. Let's take that thing out. Having said that, let's also understand that in looking at the way Jewish people look at life, they have a corporate way of looking at life. They were not individualistic. So when the Bible said we died in Adam, it's the Jewish thinking. In other words, humanity was called one man, Adam, Jewish thinking, not individualistic thinking. In Africa, we also operated like that. In Africa, we say it takes a whole village to raise a child. So before this time, before we became individualistic, a whole village will gather together and train one lawyer so that the lawyer will come back and take care of the village. That's how we used to think. We used to be very, very corporate, community in our approach. But when things began to go wrong, people became even individualistic. Even the Japanese are very, very corporate in their thinking. Very corporate in their thinking. We are supposed to be corporate in our thinking. The Bible had the corporate side, which is we died in Adam. The blessings of Abraham, it's ours. Why am I saying all of this? Because I'll be using it to teach now. Let's look at today's conversation, crucified with Christ. Crucified with Christ. So it's important for all of us to appreciate what God has done for us. By the time Jesus died and resurrected, he left a new set of species on earth. And that species is called God indwelt humans. So you have on the street human beings who are being indwelt by God. That's the species that Jesus left when he came on earth. So we're going to look at Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 from verse 6. We're going to look at Romans chapter 6 verse 6. Yes, I know he lives. I have a weakness in my heart that he lives. Okay, now this is the WIST translation. And I want us to enjoy this passage together. But let's take the translation you all are used to. That is the New King James Version or King James Version. So that when we are discussing this translation, you will understand it better. The King James on the, you can read it from here. Knowing this, knowing what? That our old man was crucified with Christ, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Who is the old man? The old man was the nature you received through Adam. When you were born naturally, the spirit that you were born with is actually an inheritance of Adam. That old man, as you gave your life to Christ, that old man, when Jesus was being crucified, it was crucified with Jesus. So the old man, he doesn't wake up again, and then he dies again, and then he wakes up again, he dies again. The old man is not like that. All right? Bring that translation before we go to this WIST translation. He continues to explain, New King James. He says, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. So, sin can no longer give you instruction. Sin can no longer, if something is dead, a dead dog, how do you instruct a dead dog? How do you say to a dead dog, fly, run, eat? How do you tell a dead dog to jump? The moment Christ was crucified, the old man died with Christ. So, we are no longer under a place where sin can begin to instruct us. But a lot of times you find out that the part of the unrenewed mind and the condition of the body keeps giving us instruction. So let's look at this translation from another WIST translation. It says, knowing this experientially, I love this translation, that our old unregenerated self was crucified once for all with him in order that the physical body, hitherto dominated by the sinful nature, might be rendered inoperative in that respect, with the result that no longer are we rendering a slave's habitual obedience to the sinful nature. In other words, the moment that the old man died, that old man cannot instruct our body anymore. You see, man is a spirit, has a soul, and lives in a body. So the spirit of man tells the soul what to do. The soul instructs the body. The nature of the old man, which was inside you, will tell your soul, that is your mind, will, and emotion, what to do. Your soul will instruct your body. Now, this scripture is saying, because the old man has been removed, the old man no longer has power to instruct the soul, and the soul will instruct the body because he's not there. So why do we see ourselves? He said it happened once and for all. It's not a process. The dying of the old man is not something that dies with the passage of time. It is once and for all. It was something that was done in the past, finished in the past, concluded in the past. For instance, if you killed your dog in 1985, the dog is dead. The dog is not dying progressively. The dog is not in a process of death. The dog is dead. The dog is dead. The same way, the old man inside you is dead. It's not that he's dying. It's not that he's... No. Stop trying to put to death what Christ has put to death. Stop trying to do afresh what is not there. It's not correct to say, I'm battling with the old man. No, you're not battling with the old man. What are you really battling with? What you're simply battling with is that your mind that takes instruction. Can I get three people? Can you hurry up? Thank you. This guy has instructed this guy. Sit down. Just sit down. Oh yeah, stand up. This guy here has instructed this guy to sit down like this. Raise your hands. For 35 years. This person has gotten accustomed, raise your hand. Has gotten accustomed to raising his hand like this for 35 years. Now, you don't see this guy. This is mind, will, and emotion. It is this person that now tells us how this one is. So raise your hand. Why is your hand raised? Because that is the state of the soul. This thing has been like this for 35 years or for 40 years. Now, this guy is dead. That is the old man. Can I get another person? A new man has come. But this guy, which is the mind, will, and emotion, has gotten accustomed to, raise your hand, the hand being like this for 45 years, for 50 years, for 65 years. This person has been like this. Now, this person is now trying to make sure that this one put the hand down. This hand should not be down again. Fold it. Fold your hand. The moment this person gets acclimatized to this new person, what will happen? The body will align. That's what we mean by unrenewed mind. That's what we mean also by, I call it two things, conditioning of the body. Now notice, there are some houses that are haunted. Thank you so much. There are some houses that are haunted. So what the devil does is, he keeps haunting your thoughts. He keeps haunting your mind. If this house is haunted, it means that this house, there are some things inside this house behaving around this house. That is what is happening to us. There are still several areas in your life where Christ has not been formed, not in your spirit, mind, will, and emotions. Christ has not been formed in your emotions. Christ has not been formed in your will. Christ has not been formed in those areas. That's what we're seeing in the body. It doesn't mean you are not born again. You are completely born again. So you can born again and take your body to a prostitute joint and mess up the body. You can get born again and keep malice. You can get born again and be bitter and be full of rage and full of all of the works of the flesh. It's not because you're not born again. Let's call it what it is. There are many believers who are born again in their spirit, but they have unrenewed mind, and their bodies have been conditioned to follow the way of the old man. The conversation we're having today is, how do we change this thing? Let me show you another scripture. Are you ready? And I remember that I said to you that this thing, that the old man is dead, is not a process. It's done, forgotten. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Let's see where Paul applied it personally to his life. What I just showed you now is corporately, what has been done for us corporately. How does that apply to my individual life? Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. This is individual application. And I told you that Jewish people were always corporate in their thinking. So when you say Adam, you're talking about humanity. When you say Abraham's blessings, you're not just talking about one person. When you say Christ, now look at individual. Paul is now saying, In my personal life, look at how I have applied it. I have been crucified. Remember Romans chapter 6 verse 6 said we are crucified. Paul said, in my personal life, I have been crucified with who? Talk to me. I've been crucified with who? Is he saying, is this thing past tense or present tense? We're going to preach together. We're going to preach together. Is this past tense or present tense? Some of you failed exams, failed English. Is this past tense or present tense? Is it present continuous? Is it present continuous? Is this something that is happening as we are here? Is this something that's going to happen in the future? Paul said, the day Jesus was crucified, I was also crucified that day. It is no longer I who live. I. Bring it in King James. Bring it in King James. We're going to look at it in every translation. We're not in a hurry to finish the entire Bible. Let's those of you who are sleeping, I can't help you. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Is this present tense, past tense, or past participle? Is it happening here? As we are standing here, is Paul being crucified? Look at that scripture. Is Paul being crucified? What happened? So the day Jesus hung on the cross and they crucified him, Paul said, I was inside Jesus when that event was taking place. Is once and for all event. He said, nevertheless, he said, inasmuch I have been crucified, but now listen, I am still, when you see, when you look at me, you see Paul. But this body you are seeing is not Paul. What are you seeing? It is now Jesus that has taken over my body. How is he living it? Bring message Bible. Christ's life showed me how, and he enabled me to do it. I identified myself completely with him. Indeed, I have been crucified with Christ. Look at what he said. My ego is no longer central. It is no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have your good opinion. I live no longer living to impress God. Christ lives inside me. The life you see me living is not mine, but it is lived by faith. In the Arabaroshia Kabbalah. Go back to. You have another translation? TPT. You have TPT there. You have TPT there. Let's understand what Christianity is. Let's understand what Christianity is. Holy Spirit of God. Marabahoseke Balatai. We don't need to preach the entire Bible. Just understand one. Let's go together. He said, my old identity has been co-crucified with Messiah and no longer lives. So Becky, the person that is sitting down there is not Becky. I was looking at this scripture yesterday. I turned to someone beside me. I said, I need to change my birthday date. Because the person that was born is dead. I was naturally born on the 6th of January, Pastor Charles. But this scripture says that person that was born is dead. So Paul says, nevertheless, I live. You know, bring it. He says, I no longer lives. For the nails of his cross crucified me with him. And now the essence of this new life is no longer mine. For the anointed one lives his life through me. We live in union as one. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God. Ah, la, 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 la. Bring it in King James Version again. If you are sleeping, it's from the coven that they put air condition. I'm telling you. They want to make sure you won't hear this truth. You have been struggling with trying to kill your old man. You have been trying. You lie. He says, my old man. You cheat. He says, my old man. You are bitter. He says, my old man. He said, I've not finished dying. I've not finished dying. I'm dying small, small. No. You're not dying small, small. Yes. Yes. Yeah, you're dying. By retail, yes. By, yes, instrumental death. No. Jesus, he says, I am crucified with Christ. So, Pastor Derek, the day Jesus died, Katarina died. So, who in my village is trying to kill me? You can't kill a dead man. You can't kill me because I died the day Jesus died. You are mistaking my body. You are mistaking this suit for me. This is not me. He says, nevertheless, I live. You know what I said? You should bring King James. King James says, never. In other words, okay, inasmuch as I have died, but you still see me moving around my village. So my villagers mistake the body for me. Now, he now explains. Nevertheless, I live. Yet is not I. So, this my body is a container housing who? Christ lives in me. So, the life you see me now live, I don't live it by my strength. I believe that the Son of God is living his life through me. So, I'm talking to you. This is not me talking. It is Jesus talking through me. I have, listen, where are those my actors? No, I don't want the old man at all. Hurry. I want to explain the last part. Give me the scripture. He says, the life I live now in the flesh. So you see my flesh. How do I live it? This, I have to get, renew my mind, this person, to start living with this person. Come, hang on. Not this person. I live, before I was living by faith, depending on this person. But now this person is gone. It is this person that made me raise my hands. This person is gone. The life I live now, I live it completely trusting this person, that the life, his life, will find expression in my life. That's why we call it faith life. Not fake, faith life. So the life you live now, you have to live it by changing your beliefs, so that your beliefs will accommodate the new you that is inside here. That changing of our beliefs, that's why we are called believers. I live by faith. I live by trusting that Jesus loves me. I live by trusting, complete trust, that his life will find expression through my life. So I'm now trying to walk in righteousness. His righteousness will find expression. Most times, believers try to walk their own righteousness. So you say, okay, now that I'm dating someone, I'll make sure that when we are going out, make sure that he stands there and I stand there. If your mind is not renewed, the condition of the body will bring you people together. Thank you. So this is how Paul says, I now live by believing. Let's take another scripture. Galatians chapter 5 verse 24. We're still looking at that word crucified. Galatians chapter 5 verse 24. Are you crucified with Jesus? Yes. He said, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. I am of Christ. Because I am of Christ, the presence of Christ inside me has crucified my flesh. Let's take another scripture. Still on crucified. Let's do Ephesians 5. Let's begin from verse 21. I'm going to show you an error in a translation here. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21. And then I'll show you where it was corrected too. All I know, you are always there for me. So if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth that is in Jesus. So you have heard of him. NIV, bring it NIV. Yeah, bring it NIV. When you heard about Christ, you were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. So let's find out what the truth is. The next verse. If you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self. This scripture gave me problems for a very long time. If I have been crucified, how do I put off? It means that it's something I'm supposed to do. It gave me a lot. So I began to research on it. If I'm crucified, I shouldn't be the one putting off because I'm dead. He said, put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Bring it in Message Bible or TPT so that I want them to understand it. It's not how many scriptures I cover, it's the one you understand. And he has taught you to let go of the lifestyle of the ancient man, the old self-life, which was corrupted by sinful and deceitful desires that spring from delusion. You understand this one? How do I let go? How do I let go? You can, when you get home, you can look at all of this. I want to give you where he was corrected. Go to Colossians chapter 9, Colossians chapter 3, verse 9. I can't put off because I'm dead. Colossians chapter 3, verse 9. Bring it in King James or New King James. Back up a bit. Okay, he said, lie not to one another. Why? Why should I not lie to Anguli? It has been put off. That's why, yes, it has. I'm not the one that put it off, Pastor Charles. In other words, the old man has been switched off. That's why I can't lie to Anguli. Not that I'm trying to force myself not to lie to Anguli. I don't have the nature that will make me lie to Anguli. Thank you. I don't have the capacity. I don't have the ability to lie to her because the old man has been put off. Bring it in TPT. So you can't be saying the devil made me do it. You can't. How many of you here can fly? You can't. Why? You don't have what, listen, what makes people fly is inside them. Aeroplane can fly because it's in his nature. Now, he said, lay aside your old Adam self with its masquerades and disguise. These things have been put off from inside me. When Jesus was killed, the nature old man was killed. Again, what should I do? Go back to that Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21-22. Let them see all the things, and then I show them what they are going to do. I don't, you see, I'm showing you crucified, and I'm insisting. But you, that you put off, no, you're not the one that put it off, has been put off on your behalf. Concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. The old man will always behave like an old man. How do old people behave? The next verse. Verse 23. I love this. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Kai. Pastor Vico. Be renewed. How do you now begin to express the new you? This your spirit here. This your spirit. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Let the renewal that has come here renew your mind, will, and emotion, so that the body will reflect it. Where is it? Quickly. Be renewed. Bring it in New King James. Bring it in TPT. Bring it. A life renewed from the inside out. Message TPT. Now it's time to be made new by every revelation that is being given to you. Now listen, many times Christians try to change themselves from here. You can't change yourself from here. It is every revelation that your spirit gets that illuminates the mind so that the body is changed. Bring Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. We're going to come back here. It is time to be made new by every revelation that's given to you. Listen, my dear, until you know who you are, you can't be an effective Christian. I pray that the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, will impart to you that, bring it in New King James. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Verse 18. I love this part. The eyes of your understanding being illuminated. Hey! That you may now know your identity. Then, Pastor Charles, you will now know what you have. So when Bishop William says, I can't be poor,
It's not because he heard a preacher speaking. His mind has been illuminated. Based on that illumination, he is talking. Hey, why do we have Christians struggling? Because you're trying to do this Christian work from here. You need money, you start from here. You need protection, you start from here. Hey, you feel that if you drop anointing oil on your floor, witches won't pass. Listen to me. If that thing didn't come from illumination, many witches, Peter I know, Paul I know, Iwokwanonye, who are you? They saw Peter and they saw Paul casting out devils. They said, is that how they do it? They went and repeated their method. Evil spirit trashed them. The Bible said they removed their clothes. They said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul, I command you to go. Evil spirit said, say, I don't suffer. If Paul punish me, yourself, you punish me too. You that don't know your right from your left. I just evil spirit, look him. It's I feel insulted. He pain him. It's I feel insulted. You don't know anything. You're coming to drive me. He gathered everybody. Say, let's beat him to stupor. The reason why poverty can beat a believer is that you're trying to do wealth. Your mind has not been illuminated by the revelation that comes from wealth. Are we here? I can show you another thing. I can show you another thing. There was something, some things God was teaching me. Hey, Labarashi Karabahoya. Until Pastor Charles, we know who we are as Christians. The things the Bible has promised us will continue to elude us. God will not jump down to put it in you. It has bring that last scripture. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 or so. Until your mind is illuminated, your spirit man contains all the resources of heaven. How did your spirit man receive the resources of heaven? I will explain it to you. Every light in your spirit, the light of healing, the light of breakthrough, the light of protection, the light of abundance, the light that I'm the head and not the tail, the light that money can never finish in my hand, no matter what happens. If my salary is 25,000, that level, that's what I have in my hand, but that's not what I have in my spirit. That's why Jesus can take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and then convert them to feed 5,000. Where do you think he came from? He wasn't doing magic. That's why Jesus said to Jesus, there's no wine. He will say, go and serve them. Because he knows that the container that contains the wine is not what they are holding. The real container is in your spirit. Your spirit contains the resources of life. It is how you can bring it to convince your mind that this thing you are looking for is available before your body can receive it. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Bring that Ephesians chapter 1 again. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Bring that Ephesians chapter 1 verse. Pray in the Holy Ghost. If you're sleeping now, sleeping in the wrong time. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Marabura sikabolo skeleda. Labro skeleb. You can Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. You open it now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I will tell you what praying the Holy Ghost really means. In the name of Jesus. I want to show you something. Look at this scripture. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you. Now, he has already given you. When Paul was praying this prayer, he was praying it for the Ephesians church. You have the spirit of wisdom. There is wisdom inside here. There's revelation inside here. This revelation is insight into who God is. And insight into how rich God is. There's a difference between knowing about someone and knowing the person. Paul is praying that the spirit inside you is such that it can go inside God, find out where the contract is, and come back and tell your mind. That's why the Bible says, I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither has he entered the heart of man what God stored for those that love him. So which means there are so many things about you that your mind does not know, but your spirit knows. There are so many things about you, your intellect is not aware, your emotions are not aware, but your spirit knows. Your spirit knows the name of your husband that has not come. Your spirit knows that in your life as a person, God has put on unlimited riches for you. Your spirit knows. Your mind is not aware. Because your mind is not aware, that's why your body is afraid. Keep bringing the next verse. Next verse, Ikenna. I want to lead us to pray. Now, look at what he's praying now. That this mind, that your understanding will receive the illumination. There's illumination. There's so much light here. This light that is in this spirit, how can my mind capture what my spirit knows? The things that God knows about my future. God knows where my husband is. God knows where the land I'm supposed to buy is. I don't have the money to buy it, but it's here in my spirit. Paul is praying that your mind will be illuminated with that knowledge. That's why when they're teaching you mathematics, you start, you'll be looking at it. I don't understand what they're, I'm confused. I now see. What are you saying? What are you saying? It's not that you didn't see it since. It's now I understand it. I can use it to pass exams. Ladies and gentlemen, the things you're asking for is stored in your spirit. Until your mind says, now I can see, you can't have it. So two people can drop anointing oil on the floor. Evil spirit will pass one. Evil spirit will not pass one. And you say, is it not the same anointing? No, it's not the same anointing oil. One person dropped anointing oil with an illumination. He has been the light from here hit his understanding. He understood that I can't die in the hand of a stranger. Jesus said, you can't take my life. I choose to lay it down by myself. He's talking from the place of knowledge. He knows what God knows about him. So he's telling you, he's not telling you what he has in his head. He's telling you the mind of God concerning his life. Christianity is sweet. Look at what he wants you to know. The hope of his calling, identity. The riches of his glory, of his inheritance. Listen, everything that God has, he doesn't need. God is not going to market. God is not bidding for contract. God is so rich that his streets are made of gold. He doesn't need it. And Jesus says, on earth as it is in heaven. So the desires of God is that the tithe in your house, in as much as human beings see, is a tithe, but it will produce the value of gold in your life. But your mind has to see it for it to happen. Until your mind sees, Christianity is a problem. So what we have in the church is he wants to make wealth. He said, God says, I'm the head, I'm not the tail. God says, yes, supply my needs according to his glory. This thing he's saying, his mind is not aware. What is the last information that has been programmed in his mind is that he was born in poverty. His grandfather poor. His father, that's the last program that was installed in the mind. And you are busy running up and down. You run from Abuja to Lagos, from Lagos to Kano. From Kano. Now, when you run around, it doesn't happen. You start using underhanded means. Because even when the wealth enters your hand, your mind will reject it. As you think in, listen, as he thinks in his mind, so is he. Your mind, you come up with 5 billion. Your mind looks as you just say, this is strange. Your mind will see the 5 billion as a stranger, Pastor Charles. And your mind will ward it off and drive it. Either they close the contract. If they don't close the contract, you lose the money. Something must sure happen so that the size of your body will return to the size of your mind. You say it's witches. All witches do is they make sure they keep an argument in your mind. That's their job. They have been commanded not to touch you. Yes. Their only assignment is to keep an argument in your mind. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty to pulling down of strongholds. What are the strongholds? Arguments. Did God really say? Then the enemy will tell you. Remember this? That was how 1 million entered your hand the other day. You lost it. He entered your brother's hand. He lost it. He entered your grandfather's hand. He lost it. The devil will give you empirical scientific evidence why that thing should not be in your mind. And listen to me. That is the program your mind is used to. Your mind has been programmed to poverty. Your mind has been seriously programmed to poverty. So your mind says, I have 5 million. Your mind says, reject it. It will fall. I want to conclude. Sit down. You know, several years ago, I told you how I was invited to Nikon Noga. I've told you that story. You laugh at me. But that story is a story that you must understand. My mind, Pastor Charles, have been programmed to poverty. Poverty felt more real than wealth. As I am now, if you pour water on my body, you can't argue. You can't argue. Monique, you can't argue that the water touched my body. Pastor Charles, I know say water. If you pour hot water for my body, you can't ask me whether it's hot. I know. I experienced it. What I touched, what I perceived, what I felt, I experienced hot. So I had experienced poverty like hot water. It had burnt me severally. I now stand in front of where there is so much food. What my mind, you know what my body is saying? If you take all this food, you will not be poor again. That's why I told Eve, if you eat this, you'll be like God. So I started taking all the food, hoping that when I carry all the food, I will not be poor again. Yes, that I can preserve the cooked food and I will not be poor again. I was hanging out with rich people, sir. I had rich, influential friends all around me. But I have worked with the wise. I wasn't wise. Why wasn't I wise? Because I did not allow. Listen, someone can be rich in your eyes, but not rich in the mind. The knowledge of him has not come. First, this thing happened more than 40 something years ago, or 30 something years ago. Fast forward to last month. I was in a functionary, very big, very influential people, and this thing played out again of buffet. And this particular buffet now was an upgraded version of that other buffet. Upgraded version. Even some of the food, I didn't know the name. Yes, I didn't know 21 cost me. I didn't know the name, but the thing was everywhere. Who is there? Feast of fat things. As I was coming to take the food, in as much as I wore very simple dress, I wasn't taking the food from a poverty mindset. I was now taking the food that even if I don't see this food here to eat, tomorrow I can get two or three of my children to prepare the same food. So I just took a little bit of snail, took a little bit of just sat down. As I was eating the food, my mind reminded me where I had this situation and I behaved like a fool. If my mind was not changed, you put me in that scenario, I will repeat that thing I did that day. Until you uninstall the experiences the devil used to damage your mind. Until you uninstall it. Remember, my son was sick during cure. When the next cure was coming, as it was getting late, the devil said, "Watch, oh, watch and pray, oh. This the same date is coming, oh." It was sounding like revelation. But when I checked the scriptures, he came that I may have life and have it more abundantly. When God says something to you, it doesn't bring fear. When he said something to you, his word imparts enough faith for you to get that thing done. So if that thing was coming from the throne, it won't come as fear. Let's take a look. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. Let's see. Did you understand what I was teaching today? Say, I'm crucified. I can't hear. Some crucified. Some crucified. Some crucified. Some crucified. I can't hear. I can't hear. Some crucified. Some crucified. Some crucified. Everybody pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit no more. We cannot see you. Hey. Yes, tell them that. I'm crucified. Nagala barosh kele marata kamalia sura shaya. Nandra barosh kele barata ya. Maduro sheka labako sheka labate. In the name of Jesus, let's make a conclusion. Let's make a conclusion. What I was trying to say all the while is this. When God created you, it's spirit, soul, and body. When man fell, spirit, soul, and body. The only thing Adam had in the garden was relationship with God. That's the only thing he had. That was the only investment. That was the only asset he had, relationship with God. Everything he needed to get his work, his life moving, was stored in his spirit. So when the Bible says he looked like God, what the Bible was trying to tell you is that the resources to change the entire world to look like the Garden of Eden was inside Adam. Please, the entire world was not like the Garden in Eden. Remember that the devil has fallen. So there were some aspects of that world that did not look like Eden. Adam had inside his spirit all the resources, or if there is anything called money, all the opportunities, all the favors, all the breakthroughs to change his entire world. When the devil came to steal, what the devil was trying to steal was that resources inside Adam. He wanted to steal Adam's spirit. But the moment the devil touched it, he became corrupt. When Jesus came, what was God giving you back? What was God giving you back? He didn't store the knowledge of your life in your mind. He stored it in your spirit. So when Jesus came, he came and restored that thing Adam had. That's what we mean by identity. Identity means relationship with God. He restored it back and stored everything you will need for life and godliness inside your spirit. And said, Adam, and says, Anguli, continue from here. And how do you continue from here? Very simple. Very simple. Very simple. Haven't you been in this world? Someone will be a very big musician, very great musician. When the person dies, he dies in a manner that is disturbing. By the time Michael Jackson died, the total amount of money he had was very disturbing. So you see, sometimes you are doing things for it to do the thing that relationship with God is supposed to do for you. So the moment Adam lost the relationship with God, you see what he started doing? That's what all of us do. You start trying to get your accomplishment to make you feel important. Start trying to get your accomplishment to make you feel real, feel special. That's what your relationship with God will do for you. I was telling my children, if Pastor Charles has a relationship with Buhari, when Pastor Charles comes in here and you know he has some kind of relationship with Buhari, you want to befriend him. Because that relationship is a resource. Hi. Even say someone's commissioner for women affairs, commissioner for biscuits and granite, commissioner for enjoyment, and the person is related or connected to someone who is important, you try to befriend the person. So you see, what the relationship with God is supposed to do for us is now what accomplishment and trying to seek name among men is doing for us. And that's why there is so much confusion. That's why there is so much problem. That's why when you put a post on social media, nobody likes it. You feel rejected. Because the social media post is now replacing relationship with God. You wear a fine dress. You walk down. They see the dress, they pass. You start feeling you're not special. You start feeling you're not important. Because what their affirmation, that is they're supposed to tell you, is supposed to replace for you the relationship with God. Listen to me. If you don't know your identity, forget Christianity. This is a work of discovery. Everything God has given you is inside your relationship with Him. So how do you convert what is in your spirit? Well, those three people again. I felt bad when Whitney died. I liked the quality of her voice. Ah! I think I was preaching in heaven when that news. I said, What killed her? Is it witches and wizards? Where people bait such a woman of capable of speaking through. Yeah. How? See the way our brother Mike died. I don't know that you learned anything. Everything in this place, which is your spirit, you need to bring it to here so that your mind will know how. And that one is a process. So that it will recondition this body. That's all. And how do you do it? Read your Bible. Christianity is so simple that you need to be complicated to complicate it. Meditation. Meditation takes it from here, brings it here. Once it's here, it will set here. This one will reflect it. This one doesn't do anything. This one a copy and paste. This one doesn't do anything. This one takes instruction from this guy or from this guy. Stop trying to kill the old man. Stop trying to kill the flesh. Stop trying to do righteous acts. Be so you can do. Once the shape of your mind is the shape of prosperity, your body will reflect it. Once the shape of your mind is the shape of healing, your body will reflect it. Once the shape of your mind, so your body will necessarily take the shape of your mind. My submission, we have work to do. Between now and December, start reshaping here. Start reshaping here. Spend every problem is here. Stand up, my dear. Once you get here right, you don't need to, nothing else is here. Get here right. If you get here right, witches won't attack you anymore. Once you get here right. Sit down. I think I visited somewhere in my village, and one old woman saw me very excited. Very excited. He said, I must eat. He said, I must eat in her house. Very old woman. He said, you must eat in my house with you. This is a place where my mother has lost over 7 children. Say, you must eat in this house today. What did she bring? Apple and oha soup. The person that followed me said, I've just finished eating. No. I've just finished eating. And the person linked to me said, don't eat. This woman, people who eat here don't survive. I looked at the woman. I looked at myself. I looked at the woman. I looked at myself. I said, give me the food. The person touched me like this. So don't eat. I look the woman. I look myself. I said, devil not even get Bible when this one go read. May take renew in mind. Now what did they tell them? Maybe if they have meat in the covenant, they go tell them. They say if you give person food, person eat. Then, now what did they tell them? She believed it. So she will not give me food. I will eat. The thing will work. I say, give me the food. The person say, cover it with the blood. I say, no, I won't cover it. I reasoned it again. This woman go to witch meeting. They go tell and say, if you want to initiate someone, give the person food. Give the person. You hear? You believe her. I reason them again. I say, I will come. I take communion. Communion. I take blood. Let's even assume that this woman is taking blood. It's the blood of human beings. I'm taking the blood of God. Give me the food, make her eat. The person was covering for me. So I covered this food. My sister wants to eat with the blood of God. I covered it for her. I said, don't cover food for me. Allow me to eat it. I don't eat tabu. I ate that tabu very well. I said, Mama, give me water, make her drink. Give me water, make her drink. He ran. He brought water for me. I said, Mama, God bless you. God bless you. I release the presence of God over you. I declare today you will know Jesus. Mama say amen. I'm still alive. 4 years have passed. Ha! Didn't the Bible say that when you eat poison, isn't what the Bible said? In other words, you carry Jesus. I live now, no longer I. The life I live is Christ. So this is not Pastor K. This is Christ. So we have to put him on display. Lift up your voice and begin to bless him. Put him on display. How do you know Christ is living inside you? Media department put off light. Let me show church something. Marabusha kabosha. I want to begin to argue. Put off all the lights. There's light. There's no light. Put off all the light. To those of you online, you can hear my voice. I want to argue. Jerry, put off the TV. Or leave that one so that there's light. There's no light. Put off this. Mama media, put off. You can leave TV so they can be seeing us. Pastor Charles, let's argue. There is light. Say there is no light. No. I say there is light here. Pastor Charles, there is light here. How can you be saying there's no light? There's light. No light. No light. Light, you better come. Light. In the name of Jesus. Father Lord, I begin to. If the witches that took away this light, we command their hands to be broken by thunder. The witches, all you need to do is go to the source of light, which is the word of God. That's the revelation. The revelation. Put on the light. The revelation will put on the light. It's not argument. The moment it is revealed to you, light will come. When I was in healing school, they were teaching us something. It said you must grow your revelation of healing, where you just say there is someone here and the thing will take place. You don't need to call the person for prayer. It said you will lay hands. It didn't say you will pray. It said you will lay hands on the sick. So I started trying it. He said, there's someone here that has a problem in the shoulder. Before the person gets here, the person is here. It's not because I'm special. I live now, no longer I. The life I live is. So this is Jesus. Put him on display. How do you put Jesus on display? Put on the light. Go to the hospital, lay hands on people. If the first person died, lay hands on the second. If you don't, keep laying hands until you see Jesus on display. If they can go to the coffin and believe the nonsense they tell them, you read the Bible every day. It's time to believe the word of God. Everybody stand on your feet and just thank him. You don't need to walk your righteousness. Read the Bible. Declare it. By yourself. Begin to thank God for the tremendous work he has done. Begin to thank God for the tremendous work he has done. Thank him. That's why you must do evangelism. Because Jesus wants to be put on display. Thank him. Marosabalasha. Marabo shekele marataya. Thank him. Thank you, Jesus. On your own. If you had any light bulb moment from this preaching, just begin to bless him. Bless him.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.